Hey guys, did you miss us?
Second pod episode of the Mercury Retrograde. How are y'all doing?
I am not doing good.
Me neither. So it's going really well.
It's going so good for us. We're both in such emotional turmoil at the moment. I cried yesterday.
We're both literally carrying such emotional labor.
Yeah,
at the moment.
I cried in front of my friend last night, and then our other friend came over. Yeah. I asked him for a hug immediately, and then I cried in front of him, and then I got so embarrassed because I hate crying in front of people that I like put my shirt over my head and I was like sobbing, and then I emerged and I was like, okay, I'm better.
The emerging part of crying is the worst part, because then you have to look at all of them for the first time and you see exactly how they've been looking at you for the past like 20 minutes and you're like, ew.
Yeah, absolutely disgusting. But
So hey guys, welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I'm Skylar.
I'm Emily.
So it's been a week, so we don't really have a plan. So we're just gonna chew the fat, and we hope you guys enjoy it.
And you guys are gonna listen, and hopefully you have a good time.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good time for everybody. Let's take a little. How y'all doing during the Mercury retrograde? Send us a DM. Let us know how you guys are doing. I want to talk about it. Emily and I are both 20 years old, so this is our 9th house perfection year, which if you guys don't know what those are, you should look into them because they're pretty interesting. But my 9th house is ruled by Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury.
Oh.
So. And Emily and I are both top three Virgo placements.
Yeah.
We have big three Virgo placements. And my Mercury is also in Libra. So right now I have a Mercury retrograde happening in my natal Mercury placement. And I'm a Libra rising. So I really feel for anybody having an awful Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, it's been like really,
it's not going well for
me. It's been really bad. I have Aries in my 9th house. What's Aries ruled by?
Mars.
Okay. So, whatever. But I also just moved back to school, and that's a whole situation, and it's stressful. I'm doing, reading, obviously I'm doing school stuff, and there's construction happening outside of my window at 7:30 in the morning every single morning, which, even on Sundays, the day that the construction workers take off is Monday, not any of the weekend, which makes no sense to me.
The one day you want an alarm that early.
So I'm dealing with that. School.
I'm dealing with that.
Just everything. And on top of all of it, I'm not in New York, and Harry just had 2 concerts there, and we have our concert next week, and I just got my pants for it, and I don't have a shirt, and I haven't told any of my professors that I'm leaving on on Friday. And I have to fly.
See, I don't have class on Friday.
I haven't flown since January 2020. It's a year.
Yeah,
I haven't
either.
Almost 2 years I haven't been on a plane. So I'm low-key nervous about that. There's just, does anyone else feel like it's just a lot? Because it just feels like a lot.
There hasn't been a moment in 2 weeks where I haven't felt I have so much to think about and so much to do, and it's so bad that it makes me, maybe this is just depression, but it makes me want to lay in bed and not do any of it.
I think that's valid though, the feeling of being so overwhelmed that it's you don't even know where to start, so you might as well just not do any of it.
So just don't.
I get that all the time.
All feelings are valid. Yeah.
It's stressful.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, I'm excited for the concert. I'm jealous of people who went this weekend or, like, literally last night. But at the same time, I feel like I'd be more jealous if I was them and then I saw other people we knew getting to go after us, because then I'd be like,
Yeah.
Concert envy.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we're going, like, his last night after. Like, he'll go to other venues and then come back to MSG.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really good. I want to meet Rob Sheffield so bad. He was at both concerts.
Oh, my God.
And I follow him on Twitter, and he was there. He's obviously, like, not going to be in the pit, but I want to meet him so.
Halsey was.
Halsey was in the pit. Oh, she's probably in, like, a seated pit. She wasn't in, like, general admission.
No. Someone posted a video. They were dancing.
Shut up.
Halsey. Yeah.
Also, have you seen the TikToks of, like, everyone in the pit during Kiwi, like, in big circles, and then it's, like, mosh pitting? I want to be a part of that so badly.
I do, but, like, if we're at the barricade, I'm not leaving the barricade.
Skylar, so. Do you really think we're going to get Lane 1 gets barricade.
I know, but we're going to try. Emily, I believe in us more than anybody else.
I think you're more committed to getting there super, super early and getting the thing than I am. Because I'm like, yeah, we can go at noon and it'll be fine. But we can go earlier.
Well, we have to talk about it soon. But
we have to talk to our friend that went, because she looked really close, too.
Yeah. Yes, she was. I mean, it honestly seems like there's no bad place to be at the pit, because regardless, like, he's moving around, everybody's moving around, like, there's, like, they didn't fill up the pit, so no one's, like, at the back of the pit, like,
I'm, like, not worried. I think MSG will be a little more filled than, like, other venues, so we'll see, but, like, I don't know. After a whole concert, like, watching him to, like, have some fun with, like, the people around us for, like, the last song could be fun, but I guess we'll see what happens. But I'm excited. Like, seeing those videos made it seem like it was going to be, like, a fun time in there. Although, I also saw a TikTok recently of this girl who was, like, some girl peed on the floor in the pit, and someone's, like, pushing me in front, and, like, I don't want to move. And that's the second pissing story we've heard from this.
Yeah, there was another allegation of someone peeing at the Harry Styles concert.
Who is peeing at the Harry Styles concert?
What are all these peeing allegations? I'm gonna get one. They'll probably sense it on me that I have a small weak bladder. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another.
That's my biggest problem to mount for this.
I mean. Concert. You can always get out to pee, but getting back to our spot is gonna be hard.
Yeah, but if I come back and I'm like, my friends in there, they're gonna be like, fuck off, bitch.
No, then I'll just be screaming your name, and everyone will know that you're going to see me. Also, if we make friends with people around us, and we're like, guys, you understand, like, she has to go to the bathroom.
You have to understand my friend is 5 years old.
Yeah, guys, she didn't bring her diaper. Like, she has to go potty right now.
I might have to wear a diaper.
I don't think you're going to have to wear a diaper.
Let's hope not.
A pad at the very least.
This is getting graphic.
But yeah.
Don't be jealous, because I'm inspired and you can't play Paganini. I just started American Horror Story.
You did?
And, yeah.
Like, first season?
Not the whole show. The most recent season. The season that's coming out.
Oh, okay.
And I just watched that part. So now it's, like, funny to me again.
I tried to...
And you can't play Paganini!
I tried to watch that show. I started with Murder House, and it scared me. And then...
Yeah, Murder House is actually kind of freaky. You would not like it.
And then I think over the summer I tried to watch Asylum, but I just couldn't get into it. And I just don't think the show is for me.
Yeah, if you asked me, I would have probably told you no. Because it's, like, it's just freaky enough that you wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
But... And, like, some seasons are better than others, so...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think... Like, I think it'd be interesting to watch Lady Gaga's season or Coven... But
you know, you have to watch the other ones if you're gonna watch Lady Gaga's, because Actually, you don't. But
I thought that was the whole thing, that you don't have to watch all the other seasons to understand.
You don't. There's one season where you do, but I just think, like, Hotel's, like, not the best.
Yeah, people didn't like it.
No,
I yeah, don't. I don't know.
I didn't finish it.
I don't know. I'm not an AHS. AHS person.
What acronym did we almost just say there?
Like, AHS. Like, I just, like, didn't say.
NHL. I'm not an NHL
fan. I don't know.
Oh. And then I'm also watching American Crime Story.
I have to start that.
Which we all have been excited about. Do you have Hulu Live?
Yes, I do.
Oh. You weren't going to share. I'm just kidding.
Is it playing live on TV?
No, but... I mean, No, it is, because it's on,
FX?
FX.
Oh, I thought it was coming out, like, you know how Netflix does weekly shows? I thought it was coming out, like, weekly on just on Hulu to stream.
It is coming out weekly on Hulu. Oh. But I assume they're still playing it on FX, because FX is the...
I'm sure they are.
So, yeah. It comes out one episode a week, which is unfortunate, but...
So you just watch it the day after?
Which is unfortunate, but, yeah.
You want my live? You want my Hulu account information so you can watch it live?
I was literally begging my sister. I was like, I need
it. But then you have to watch commercials. You have to watch all the commercials with it.
I like a commercial break every now and then, especially now, because, like, I have, like, the focus of, like a hamster. Sure. So, like, I need to get up and do something every, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Speaking of hamsters.
Or at least, like, go on TikTok.
Speaking of hamsters, guys, everyone convinced Skylar to adopt a senior chihuahua so she can have a companion.
Okay. I need a companion. I think it'd be kind of mean if I got a senior dog and then, like, studied abroad this summer.
Oh, that's true.
But I might get a hamster. I almost got a hedgehog, like, super, like, not impulsively, but I was like, oh, I can manage a hedgehog. Like, I've had some more exotic
rats.
I had a chinchilla once. I had rats. I had a ferret. I had a couple ferrets. But some girl I know was like, the vet I work for just had 100 hedgehogs and they're looking for homes. And I was like, and they were $25. So I was like, okay, like, I mean, not including all, like,
yeah,
but then I asked my friend who had a hedgehog and he was like, no, they're like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I was like, so no.
So you're gonna get a hamster? Maybe.
Yeah, I might wait until after winter break so I go home less, so then I only have to ask someone to watch it once for me because I'm flying home.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I want a hamster. I want a little friend.
Why don't you get a rat? It's, like, a little bit bigger.
Because my mom doesn't want me to get a rat. Maybe I'd get a guinea pig, but my mom's really, she's, like, the only thing is I'd be moving back home and then my mom will have to look at it, and she... unfortunately, in that way, has a say in me getting animals.
Yeah. I still think you should get a dog. Because your dog can stay home when you go abroad.
I know, but then I'll miss it. I've already missed my family dog. I miss Charlie.
Yeah, that's true.
Shout out to Charlie. He got blessed at my church.
Charlie is blessed.
Yeah, so... he's going to
Skylar's dog is doing better than all of us because he got blessed during Mercury retrograde.
Honestly, he is. Although he did just hurt his back.
My dog might have a back
He's
thing.
Better. Oh, yeah. That's not good. No, he just kind of, like, hurt it while he was jumping off and on and off.
Oh,
thing.
My God.
So then he was hopped up on some pills, and now he's better.
Okay.
But
good.
He bounced back.
He's resilient.
He is resilient. God. He's also immortal, so.
Right. Well, all dogs are immortal.
I will be taking no criticism on that.
What else has been happening? Oh, I made a playlist. Okay. So.
Emily's ruining her own life. That's the other thing that's happening
right now. So, the other night, like, two Adele songs have been trending on TikTok. When We Were Young and Love You and Love in the Dark or whatever. And, I got a hankering at 1 a.m. to listen to When We Were Young. So
a hankering?
I did, and then I just kept listening to Adele songs, and then I was talking to Skylar and Adelaide, and I thought I was entering my Reputation era, but I think it's more likely that I would enter my Red era now. But
I think you got sucked into your red air like the
rest I did.
Of us did.
I got.
Unfortunately, you did it to yourself.
And I did it to myself by myself. So I was like, I was like listening.
Yeah, no one encouraged you.
No one said anything. I have no boy in my life to be thinking these thoughts about. So I made a playlist called "Who Needs a Man to Be in Their Red Era" or whatever. And it starts off
girl boss.
I'm girl bossing, and it starts off with like 3 Adele songs, and then like, oh, I added "Moon Song" by Phoebe Bridgers on it today, and "Savior Complex," and like some Mitski songs, but then also like "Don't Blame Me" is on it. Like, it's a roller coaster, and I've been listening to it daily, so.
No, but I told you, that is the energy of red, though.
I know, that's like, what I'm saying.
It has to be chaotic. Like, it's like this, it's the vibe of like, oh my god, I'm so upset, my boyfriend broke up with me, and he never really loved me, to like, absolute rage, to having depression to a party.
Right.
And then it's like,
and then it's like, stay, stay, stay.
Yeah, and then that comes out of nowhere.
And then it's like her birthday, and she's like, I'm 22.
Yeah, but then it's her other birthday.
Right.
And she's like,
you didn't come.
You didn't show up. And everybody saw me cry on my birthday.
And then it's like,
she has 2 birthdays in red. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. And then she's like, come back, be here. And it's like,
yeah.
I know you didn't show up to my birthday, but I still love you. And then
probably one of my least favorite deluxe tracks.
What?
Comes at the very end. You got a girl at home.
Everybody,
and everybody knows
that.
I don't like that song.
Who's that supposed to be about?
People think it's about Zac Efron. Because around that time, they did the Lorax together, and there was a lot of dating rumors about them. But like, he like had a girlfriend at the time. So.
LOL.
L-O-L. That's the other thing, Emily and I, new coping mechanism. If something's not funny, but you say it out loud, and then it just hangs in the air, you just go, L-O-L.
And then
it's just
over.
And then it's funny.
And then it's funny, and then your situation isn't harmful or hurtful to you anymore. It's just funny.
Exactly. Then nothing can hurt you.
Nothing can hurt you.
This is just us, like, dipping our toes into what therapy is.
Yeah, there's also that. I haven't seen I'm shopping for a new therapist, you guys.
No, real talk, mental health talk.
Mental health talk.
We shall be seeing
yes.
therapists, and we should all find one that we
yes.
like, and that makes us feel good. Me getting an email from Roxy Talks, the manifestation coach, as I say that. The universe was like, yes, you need a therapist.
Yes. I thought this was going to be my medicated girl fall, but I, like,
my medicated girl fall.
Yes.
Honestly, hot girl summer into medicated girl fall is the perfect
That's
transition.
What I'm saying, but, like, I just never got into it. I needed to look for a new therapist, and, because I feel like this is important to say. My therapist, I've been seeing her since I was 13 years old, and then in recent sessions, I felt like she was invalidating my experiences and my feelings and what I was saying, and she did it once, and honestly, once is enough for you.
A therapist should never.
Yeah, like, once is enough for you to decide, okay, I need a new therapist, I'm going to look for someone else, but because I'm me and I'm in therapy for a reason, I stayed and I was like, maybe it was a fluke. But then it happened again, and I was like, enough is enough. And so, so I'm looking for a new therapist, and I have people I need to call, but, like, that's stressful in and of itself because I was with her when I was like 13 for like 7 years,
yeah.
And now I have to like start over.
Yeah,
and there's new stuff, and like, how
there's
do I
stuff.
Like? Anyway, if anyone's ever dealt with that, you know how frustrating and difficult and stressful it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're like, wish I had a therapist to talk to my therapist.
Yeah, exactly.
About. Yeah. And that's just, you know what, it's, I'm sure it's a part of life, too, because, I mean, like you said, you started seeing her when you were, like, young, and, like, you've changed so much, like, over the years. Yeah. Like, it's no wonder, like, it stopped working at some point. It just sucks, because...
It happens.
Mental health is important, and it's a big deal to take care of it, and it's, like, the biggest burden we have as humans is to take care of our mental state, because we evolved too far, and I think if we just all stayed in the cave, like, it would have been so much better, but...
I wish my life was, like, one of the people in the allegory of the cave, and all I saw was, like, shadows of, like, puppets.
You realize the allegory of the cave, like, is still something people say about our lives now.
Yeah. Like, I wish my reality...
We're all living in Plato's cave. Yeah. Yeah.
I also, it's weird for me, this is a different topic. I'm taking a religion course this class, and I told Skylar this already, but I still think it's funny. I'm literally taking a religion course about, like, the history of sin or whatever, and I go to do my first two readings. I'm reading Genesis. I didn't, like, I don't know why I didn't think that I would be reading, like, religious texts. I just... It makes me feel like the semester I did over the summer was fake school, because I feel like I'm, like, actually learning real things now.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know, it's super weird.
Yeah, right now I'm struggling, man. I got the semester slump, but I got it in, like, the second week. So, don't know how the rest of the year is gonna go, but, it's not going... Right now, we're struggling a
little bit. Is it overwhelming, like, just with the course load and, like, stuff you have to do?
I don't have, like, a ridiculous amount. I would say the one annoying thing is I have to get most of my work done midweek.
Yeah.
So that's kind of another frustrating thing. but I don't know. I just, like, I feel so unmotivated, and I think it's because it's been a traumatic year of being home and, like, not having anything else to do but schoolwork and then scrolling through TikTok. So, like, now that it's, like, I have a life again, and, like, I kind of felt it the summer too when I was still doing schoolwork, and, like, I got my job back all of a sudden, and so, like, I was working and doing schoolwork and doing this, so I was like, and then I got to school and it was like, okay, now I'm taking four courses and I have, like, a social life now, and then, like, this, and I'm doing some work for from home stuff for, like, the job I have back home. So just, like, I don't know, I feel like everybody's just kind of going through it where they don't want to... I feel like everybody feels a little bit indignant towards the fact that we had the worst year of our life and we have to come back and do schoolwork. I think they should just give us a year of free reign where we just live here and we do whatever we want, and then we all get pass for
we
whatever credits
get
we have to take.
Passes, and we don't have to do a single thing of work. I agree.
It feels like that's what I'm owed, honestly.
Yeah. Well... I feel the same way. Like, when I was here over the summer, there were, like, half the amount of people here, and our like, freshman class is so huge, and I never met a sophomore, and I never met a freshman, and now I'm back, and they're, like, we're full capacity, and, like, my school's small, but it had been a year and a half since I'd seen it at full capacity. And it is overwhelming to, like, constantly see new faces. And it's like, oh my god, I could walk around last semester and, like, know, like, every person I walked by. And now it's full, and, like, the dining hall lines are insane. And, like, like, classrooms feel claustrophobic. Like, it's a whole thing. And it's, like, a really weird adjustment. And it's just kind of crazy that, like, you know, we had normal freshman years, but I heard, like, first years talking in line at like, my dining hall, talking about, like, this is their first, like, real school experience since, like, junior year of high school. And I cannot imagine going from online school in high school to... in-person class in college, because going from regular high school to regular college was, like, enough of a shock. But, like, I don't know, I just think we're all, like, this is so traumatic. And, like, this is so we're not, like, I don't know when.
My life hasn't stopped being traumatic since I turned.
And I don't know when we're ever going to fully 19. Recover. Maybe never. But it's just insane.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, like you said, like, we had normal freshman years, but, like, I can't imagine, like, I think there are certain experiences that you have, like, between the beginning of your senior year of high school and your freshman year of college that, like, do kind of make that transition easier in, like, a normal setting mm-hmm. or, like, a normal year that didn't happen for a lot of people probably because of COVID. Like, I mean, I'm sure they got at least some of it, at least most people did, but, like, I don't know, when you're a senior, at least at our school, like, we had, like, open campus, like, yeah. I felt way more independent senior yeah. year versus junior year. Like, I felt there was a huge shift in just, like, everybody's mindset totally. When you become a senior, because it's like, well, she's gonna go live on her own anyways, right. like, soon, like, it's not baby her anymore, and you have your own car, probably, or at least, like, you, like, I don't know, you just have a lot more choice, and then, like, you get internships or jobs, or, like, I don't know, and I just feel like you get to fresh, I can't imagine what a shock that is to go from, like, sitting in your house for half the year, yeah. your senior year, and then having a summer, and then coming, and having online school, yeah. and then all of a sudden you're on a campus where, like, everybody's there, yeah. and, like, there's all these things, like, there's parties now, and, like, you have to go your own groceries, yeah. and, like, you're, like, managing yourself, like, and then coursework, like, I don't know, you guys okay?
Yeah, how's everybody, how is it? Because we have, who's the girl that DM'd us about Outer Banks, Ashley? Mm-hmm. Ashley's back in. Hey girl, third time we're mentioning you.
Hey girl, we love you so we're much. Obsessed.
But like, she's starting college courses. If a lot of people, I think, that listen to us are college age, so if anyone's going through this right now mm-hmm. and wants to talk to us and just have someone sympathize with you and like relate to you, we're here. But
yeah,
the social life aspect, I'm glad that I had like practice with it over the summer. Because yeah. that was hard. And I found it even harder, like, with this. Because mm-hmm. when I was home, this was, like, I would, like, have school, but, like, this was my main thing. And I was always like, alone to do the editing, to do the work for it.
Yes.
But then, all of a sudden, my free time was being taken up with, like, being with my friends. And had no idea, like... we always have, like, these adjustment periods when both of us or, like, one of us goes to school because, like, it's, like, you have to get an entirely new schedule and, like...
Completely.
Rearrange your life and, like, distribute your time differently. And it's, like, so insane. And I feel like even now, like, this is the second time I've, like, been in school while we were doing this, like, moving in. And it still feels like, okay, where is this gonna work? And, like... I don't know. Think we do a very good job though of keeping up with this. But like
we try our best.
But like it's sometimes things are overwhelming and I isolate myself sometimes too much and I become like a little hermit and
oh, same.
Like, I don't know.
No, I'm a total runner from problems. I'm the same way. Like I was just saying, like when I'm overwhelmed, I just like I close yeah. in. Like, that's one of my patterns. Shout out to the pattern. Oh my God. Traumatizing me further every day. Like, hitting the last nail in the coffin.
Seriously.
One of mine is, like, overgiver shut down. So, like, I swing from, like, one end of the pendulum to the other. Mm-hmm. Like, I can do everything. Setting myself out super thin. Like, I can give myself to people, like, emotional labor to, like, I can't talk to anybody. I can't do anything. Yeah. I need to lay in my bed for 50 days straight and not look at the sun.
Exactly. Like,
and I just feel like... it's hit this week, the other end of the pendulum, because I think, like, I went a whole year without having a social life in the slightest, and if it was a social life, it was not, it would be, like, Emily and I sitting outside together, having an hour of social time.
In, like, the winter, like, it was cold, yeah.
Yeah. So then now it's, like, I have free rein to, like, a bunch of friends, and, like, it's a campus, so it's so easy just to, like, walk outside and do whatever, like, together, and, like, it's so fun, but then just, like, my social battery has become so depleted that I'm, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling really good. And the frat flu has caught up with me. Thank God.
Yeah, see, this is my first real week here, so I have no idea what's happening. And I honestly might not do anything until after the Harry concert, because I feel like that's going to be so, like, draining that, like, I might as well save my energy. But...
See, I'm like, I gotta practice. If I'm gonna be out, if it's gonna be an all-day event, she's gotta get warmed up.
That's true. I feel like I had some practice with that over the summer.
Flo Milli.
Flo Milli shit.
Oh.
I did see Flo Milli.
I want to see a concert.
She walked, she like walked through the crowd and was like relatively close to me, and it was like kind of wild. But I only know like one of her songs, so I was waiting for her to play that one, and then after she did, I was like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I want to see Doja Cat. I keep seeing people going to, they saw her at a festival, I think.
Yes, they did.
I really want to see Greta Van Fleet. You know who went to Greta Van Fleet?
Who?
Brittany Broski.
Are they touring near you at all?
They already passed through the Midwest. They were in Chicago on my birthday.
Is Chicago close?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Relatively, but oh my god, you living in the Midwest and not knowing it is so funny to me.
It's barely the Midwest, Sky.
Okay. But no, I don't even know if they did a I don't know if they even did a show in Michigan, because I saw people being like, I hope they come to Michigan sometime.
They all live there, right?
Which is weird, because they're from here.
Oh, they're from
But they don't live here. Oh. They probably don't live here anymore.
Unless they're visiting their mom.
That'd be so cute. Can I visit?
Can I visit your mom?
That'd be so cute. Can I visit your mom?
I know, I feel like I have a list of people that I want to see. Do you know if the Lumineers are touring soon?
They just released a single.
I know they did. I have this thing with the Lumineers. I forgot that they existed, but I was a really big fan of them in 2013. And
who wasn't?
Exactly. And I don't think they're talked about enough. I want to bring the Lumineers back. I love them.
Their music is such good vibes. It's like,
I know.
It's like, they're like if autumn was music.
Yes, and like a cabin in the woods in autumn with a fire.
Yeah, and a significant other.
I don't know why I had to bring a significant other into this.
Why you had to?
Why you had to?
You said why
I said why you had to.
You said I.
No, I didn't.
I heard an I.
I don't need a significant other. Yeah. Just kidding. If someone wants to date me, they can.
Oh, the Libra new moon is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Manifest a lover. Everybody manifest a lover. During the Libra new moon. Everybody
hope you're all manifesting a lover.
I hope you're all sleeping with certain names under your pillows.
Oh, yeah, do it. Oh, yeah, do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Oh, yeah. Why not? What's the worst thing
if I had a name to put under my pillow, I would, but I don't.
Sad. You're in your red era all alone.
I am really in my red era all by myself, and I can't tell if it's better or worse that way. It's just me hurting my own feelings.
It's better, but it would be better if you just stop doing
it. I don't think I can, though. I think I'm addicted to it.
To the pain?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Emily, I don't know if she said it earlier, but Emily does need to go back to therapy.
I do need to go back to therapy. I'm not ashamed to admit that. No, I don't know. Skylar and I are trying to not be ashamed of our desires, but women are trained and socialized in society to be ashamed of anything that they want, and so it's hard. And I feel like I'm rewiring my brain to, like, think a different way, but...
It's because we're forcibly made to be passive in our own lives.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like it's easier to listen to songs about tumultuous relationships than to be in my current reality. I'd rather just walk around with, like, the...
To be my current reality. You could listen to a reality where you're happy.
Yeah, but, like,
and fulfilled.
Chasing Pavements is a fun song. Like, there are some upbeat songs. Yeah, it is. Like, it's not all sad.
Okay, Chasing Pavements is not an example of an upbeat song.
Okay.
It's a ballad.
The chorus got some... Should I give
it,
up?
The chorus picks up, but that doesn't mean it's an upbeat song.
I think music is subjective.
It's literally a song for being like, should I even try anymore?
Yeah.
It never works out.
I love that motif, story of my life.
It's like we're playing telephone right now. I think it's because I've been thinking about Simple Life by...
The Weepies.
The Weepies. And you know that part where she goes, we rub our... Like little thieves, we rub our hands. I just always think of little mice rubbing their hands.
I texted you about the Weepies today. I almost wrote the Wheezies.
Oh.
Wheezy like Cameron.
Like
Wheezy Cameron.
Like Wheezy Cameron.
Icon. I want her to have more of a storyline in season three. Wheezy,
she deserves it.
Wheezy had no idea what was going on the whole time, but never hesitated to help anybody, mostly Sarah.
I know. Not me. I'm a bad little sister. I would have been like, no.
Yeah, I would have been like, what? I don't want Dad to get mad at me. Does this mean Dad's gonna get mad at me? Then I don't want that.
I just wouldn't
not
like,
the murderer.
What do I get out of this?
Not like the murderer, our father. I don't want him mad at me.
Not like she even knew her dad murdered anybody until he pretended to
die.
Yeah,
you could have guessed it though. That man was crazy.
She's like 13.
I can't believe we didn't talk about when Ward like grabbed Topper by the throat and like choked him in front of Sarah. That was crazy.
There were a couple of things I kept thinking. I was like, I can't believe we didn't talk about that part. It's just it's so hard to talk about a show that has more than one season.
No, that show is like a lot. Anyway,
that show's a lot. Yeah. Her name, I wish that they explained why she's called Wheezy. They just. Did they? I don't think they ever said
one. No, just her name.
I'm guessing probably because she's, like, a little nerdy, but, I mean, it just makes me laugh because I always think of, it's Wheezy F, baby.
I don't know that.
Lil Wayne called himself.
Oh. I knew someone named Wheezy, like, a grown-up.
Like, named?
Yeah.
Or
that's how I knew them, by the name Wheezy.
Is that their Christian name,
though? I don't know, because I knew them when I was, like...
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, I can ask...
What do you think he's named after, the Toy Story character?
She's a she, actually.
Yes.
Also, what Toy Story character are you talking about?
My god, uncultured. There's on the shelf that Woody's on at one point, there's a penguin who's like one of those like squeezy toys, but they call him Wheezy.
Oh, okay.
So, put some respect on Wheezy's
name.
Put
some respect. Sorry. Is there anything else we want to cover for the people?
Should I watch Gilmore Girls? Did you even see the TikTok?
Yes, I did see the TikTok. I couldn't watch it because I was out. But I did see the...
Maybe stop having a life outside of me.
Okay, done. Okay.
Okay.
Done.
All my other friends cut off. My family cut off. School
dropped out. Yes, you should watch Gilmore. Everyone bullies Skylar into watching Gilmore Girls.
I literally might
just do it. I literally might just do it.
I feel like I always say I literally might, and then I just don't. I'm always like, oh my god, yeah, because I feel so compelled in the moment, and then 1 second later, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Stop. You have to like get into it. Anyway, you have to get into it, but...
You tried to start it twice and then gave up
because I didn't have the melody both times.
Get into it, yeah!
Yeah. So, you absolutely 110% have to watch it because you have to experience that show. It's insane.
Yeah, also, it looks... I like the fall vibes in it.
It's the perfect time.
I think the whole thing looks like fall. I saw a clip. Also, I'm in love with Milo
Ventimiglia.
Milo, yeah. I don't like that's how his name is actually pronounced.
Okay.
I like the G. I wish it was like Ventimiglia or something.
I mean,
sorry. That's just my own personal grievance. I think he's so hot, especially in that show. And I saw the TikTok I sent Emily today was a scene where he annotates a book for her. Done. Done.
Yeah, you have to wait till season two, but yeah.
For what?
For him.
For that scene.
For him.
For him?
No, Skylar, there's another love interest. Don't worry.
Is he just as cute?
He's different.
That's like when you ask someone if their friend is cute, and they go, they're really nice.
Yeah.
Or like, they're really... They're different.
Yeah.
Remember when you told me that... I forget their names. When we were talking about the Vampire Diaries, you're trying to get me to watch... This is another show you failed.
Yes, the Vampire Diaries. Yeah.
Fad chance I'm watching that.
Don't watch...
The Gilmore Girls are actually
You should watch Gilmore Girls. Don't watch Vampire Diaries. I never finished Vampire Diaries because I just, like, I didn't give a shit anymore. Damon and Stefan... Whatever, yeah.
Every which one, but you looked me in the eyes one day and you told me, I think you would like this one because he's the dark bad one.
Oh, Damon.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. So which one do you think it makes sense that I would like?
You're gonna like Milo's character. No one likes...
More?
Yes. No one likes the first love interest. I mean, no one that's sane likes the first love interest. And then, yeah. You'll see.
Doesn't she go back and forth a bunch of times? Isn't she a little...
The Gilmore Girls are the worst characters of the show.
Cool.
But...
Oh my god, sometimes I can't watch a show. It really frustrates me when the main character's a girl and she's awful.
Yeah. No, she's...
Because women deserve better. Not because women annoy me, but because women deserve better and it frustrates me.
I think you just have to watch the show. There's a lot of characters in it. Like, it's a good, like, ensemble of characters that are entertaining, have their own storylines, will distract you when the main characters are being annoying.
Okay. Maybe I'll light my Harry Styles candle and then watch it.
You should. If anything, it's good background noise and fall vibes, and now is, like, the perfect time to watch it.
Yeah, I need some fall vibes up in here.
Yeah. It'll be really good for them.
It doesn't really feel like October-y weather for the Midwest right now.
No. It's like, okay, it's going to be like literally 80 degrees tomorrow, but all of the leaves are changing.
The leaves are changing, which doesn't make any sense because it's not that... It's like the little cold spells we're getting are just enough to make the leaves change.
Yeah.
But like, at least go back down to like 65, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Maybe later. Who knows?
I'm sick of wearing shorts.
I've just been wearing pants.
And tank tops.
I don't...
I know, I usually do too, but then I have to wear a t-shirt or a tank top, and then it's
oh,
like...
Oh yeah, true. Okay, well...
Okay.
That went by fast. Did anyone else feel like that went by fast?
I feel like that did surprisingly.
I feel like we do good... We do well without a topic.
Yeah, and then I feel like if you guys like our little, like...
Fireside chats.
Our slices of reality, where we just talk about real life things, let us know, because we'll talk about them more if you relate to them.
Someone did DM us after our 1 year anniversary episode saying they'd like to hear that, so we are nothing if not people pleasers, so we will do really whatever.
Oh, that. I was just talking about the fact that I'm a Libra rising and you're going to call me out for being a people pleaser.
Sorry, I call him like I see him. And I call me like I see me, because I do the same thing.
And I call me like I see... Call me like you
call
see me.
Call me like you see me. Anyways, you guys. I hope everyone has a better rest of your week. Manifest a lover on the Libra new moon tomorrow.
Manifest a lover, get through this Mercury retrograde. We only have a couple more weeks left. Woo! And if you're a Libra rising, it's gonna get worse for us. So just hang in there. We should make a support group.
Yes, if you're a Libra rising, Libra DM us.
Virgos have a hard time too, though.
Oh, so. I know. I can feel it.
Yeah,
the pattern updates have not been nice to me, so.
No, they've been actually vicious.
Vicious. cutthroat.
They're like little salt. It's like salt in the wound every time because you feel it in the pattern because the stars, they're like, we know you're feeling this. And you're like, yeah, girl, I was trying not to think about it. Yeah,
thanks for the rude reminder.
Literally.
Everybody stay strong. If you're in school, stay healthy. Keep a positive attitude.
Keep on.
Good luck with everything. Follow us on all of our social medias. We'll be posting more. Hopefully we'll get some TikToks out this week. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I'll find out.
And, social media is all in the description. YouTube, everything. You know where to find us.
Talk to us.
Come say hi.
Love you.
Love you guys. And we'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
Good night.
Good night.